This podcast is sponsored by Delete Me. Would you just give your house key to criminals? Having your personal information on the internet is like giving a thief the key to your home. They can take everything that's valuable to you anytime. But join DeleteMe.com can help you protect yourself. Online data brokers compile information about you and sell it to people who could ruin your life. But join DeleteMe.com scours the web, removes the personal information you don't want seen, and reduces the risk of data brokers, scammers, identity thieves, even political enemies getting personal information that could hurt you, your family, or your reputation. You'll get regular reports detailing what they find and remove. And join DeleteMe.com isn't just AI. They have real people working to keep your data safe. Keep your private life private with JoinDeleteMe.com. Sign up today and get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to JoinDeleteMe.com/protect. Go to JoinDeleteMe.com/protect. That's JoinDeleteMe.com/protect.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fear feeling, like the fight or flight response, and they look at his eyes and they see that they're jet black. You have to give them permission somehow to go into your boat, your space. What's their real purpose? Like, you don't want to let me in? Then forget you, man. The only thing that we're seeing that's of the true nature of them is those black eyes. Like, they're coming through the zipped up human suit. I know that they always try to tie in fear. Roman's like, what are you looking at? And I look over and I'm like, I don't know, there's something over there.
Hello. Welcome to Supernatural Station. I'm your host, Roman Daniels, and joined with me is my twin brother, Jaren.
What's happening? It's Friday.
We're finally at the weekend, and the week went really fast. But today what we're going to be talking about is one of the creepiest things that I think is out there in the paranormal realm, which is the black-eyed kid phenomenon.
Oh my gosh, that thing's so crazy. It's so different than any other cryptid story you've heard of.
Yeah, because, you know, with these stories, and we're going to kind of dive into kind of where it originated and everything, but with these stories, there's this intense level of fear that comes upon people that encounter these things, and it's almost an unexplainable fear, because as we go into this, you'll understand what we're saying, but they're basically children coming to your front door or coming to your car, you know, and this immense fear that you can't explain comes over you. And, you know, when you're an adult, you usually don't get a fear like that from someone who's innocent like a child.
You know? And what's kind of weird, too, is it's like you don't have to go somewhere to get scared. I mean, you get haunted and stuff in a house sometimes. There's things like that. But you don't have to go in the forest to look for this thing. It actually finds you. That's freaky. I don't know. That's too much.
Yeah, so basically where this whole thing came on the map as far as pop culture goes is, back in 1996, a Texas reporter named Brian Bethel was, the way I remember the story is that he was basically, because in the 90s you couldn't pay bills online and stuff like that. The internet was pretty new still and it wasn't being used for that type of thing. So he had to go pay some kind of a bill in person. And so he went to this parking lot and there was a little Dropbox type thing where he was filling out a check and he was going to drop that in the Dropbox. He was sitting in his car filling out the check and these two children approached his car and knocked on his window. One of them was probably maybe around 13 years old. The other one looked to be more like 8 or 9. So two young boys. And they were asking him to give him a ride. Basically, as the encounter progressed, he was kind of finding it odd that they were asking him because he was a stranger, first of all.
Yeah, where's his parents at?
Right. Their parents at? I mean, it's kind of a red flag, right?
Oh, yeah.
you know, he's trying to get his bill paid and everything. These little kids approach him, and what they said is that they were going to see Mortal Kombat, and that they had forgot their money at home, and so they needed a ride back home so they could grab their money for the ticket.
Hey, at least they were going to see a cool movie.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. It's classic. But the weird red flag about it was that he looked at the times, because he happened to kind of look over, and he looked at the times of the movies, and the movie had already started that they said they were going to go see. And so it had already been like maybe 10, 15 minutes into the movie. And so he's like, that's already odd enough, because if their house is, even if it's just around the corner, to go in there, grab their money, and then come back out, they're going to miss like half the movie by the time they get in there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but he's basically sitting there, he's trying to kind of rationalize what's going on, and he begins to get this immense fear feeling over that comes over him, and he's like unsure of why that would be happening. He kind of decides, you know, hey guys, I can't give you a ride, you know, I'm sorry, maybe someone else can give you a ride. The older one, who was the one that was kind of taking all the control and was talking more often than the other one, looked up at him, and he realized at that moment that the older one that looked at him had black eyes, just completely black. There was no white in the eyes. You know, our human eyes, we have the whites, we have the irises and all that stuff. This was just pitch, like, voided black, like, throughout the entire eye. And then he realized the other kid had the same kind of eyes, and it creeped him out. So he, you know, went full panic mode at that point, and he eventually basically took off. He left him. He sped out of there. Ended up writing a whole story on it because he was a reporter. And he ended up getting feedback from a bunch of people who had similar experiences throughout the whole country and also, I think, the world. So that's kind of what brought it to the map. But I don't think that these things were a new phenomenon from the 90s. I think this was something that's been going on forever. But for whatever reason, this was just that one story that got out there that really put it on the map.
You know what goes to my mind is aliens, because it's just pitch black eyes.
Yeah.
Or like cave dwellers. Like, you know how, like, it's just away from the sun?
Yeah.
So, or they just live underground or something creepy. Like, to me, that is just... It's one of those weird things, you know?
That's the other weird thing, too, is that almost every encounter of these things, they describe them as having, like, pale skin, you know, like white pale skin, where it's almost see-through kind of color. And the other odd thing, too, is that they typically don't. They're either not wearing the right kind of clothes for the weather, or they're not wearing the right time period clothes. Like, usually it's from, you know, the 1800s style clothes, or early 1900s, or it's snowing outside and they're wearing, like, shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, wasn't there, like, a story you heard, Rome, about, like, a black-eyed children or something, or a black-eyed adult? I think he was, like, a teenager or an adult, and he came up to the group that was outside. He was wearing, like, a t-shirt and shorts, and it was, like, winter outside.
Yeah, yeah, that was on, I was on a different paranormal podcast. I forget which one it was right now, but yeah, so it was a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they were leaving, I guess, this house party or something, and they were walking home, and it was snowy outside, and they had to get home, and it was... You know, they were just probably around the corner from this house party, but as they were walking down the street, you know, it was a slushy, snowy day, and snowing, it was like Ohio, so this is like, you know, icy cold winters, and somebody starts coming up the street, coming towards them from the opposite direction, and they realize that he's not wearing the appropriate clothes. He doesn't have a coat on, he doesn't have the thick layers, the galoshes and all that, he just has t-shirt and shorts. And when he finally gets up close to them, they both get that immense fear feeling, like the fight or flight response. And they look at his eyes and they see that they're jet black. Like, no color at all in them, right? Just pure black.
You know what's kind of weird is, why do they just come up to people in the middle of the night like that? Like, unless they're homeless and they need something, but a lot of the time they just kind of come up and they're asking the weirdest questions. It's not, hey, do you have some money? It's like...
It's always something like, I need you to help me, like, let me in inside your house, give me a ride somewhere. It's always like, you have to give them permission somehow to go into your, like, your abode, you know, your space.
Dude, that's a lot of, like, and paranormal stuff. Vampires are like that, too.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's a very vampire... I feel like this could be where the whole vampire lore really comes from, you know. Maybe this is something that's been happening for ages, and it could have spawned the whole vampire tale. And it also makes me wonder, you know, what happens if you do let them in your house? I've heard, I guess, some passing-by stories that maybe that's happened here and there, but it's so rare that ever happens. I think... Most times, even if you're the most rational person, the most kind, loving person who obviously would help a kid in need, you get that fear feeling, and it's so hard to explain that basically people just do not let them in their house because they're so fearful about what might happen. They're so, like, which is unexplainable when it's kids. I keep saying that. It's just so strange. And so, really, what would happen? Like, if you invite some of those kids in, I mean, who knows? What if they are vampires? What if they attack you and they suck your blood? What if they are shapeshifters and they can take on your look now, and all of a sudden you're gone and they're you.
They're like skinwalker kids or something like that. That'd be scary.
Yeah. So, I mean, especially because they're trying so hard. A lot of these stories, they actually get angry. Their demeanor changes as you say, no, I can't let you in. You know, go down the street, maybe ask a neighbor. You start kind of pushing them off, and usually, especially the older kid, because there's usually two kids or more, and typically one of them is a little bit older than the others, and that older one is typically the leader, the one that's doing all the talking. That one will start to get really angry if you are kind of pushing them off, saying like, no, what, you can't use my phone, you can't come in the house, and their total demeanor changes. So that also makes me wonder too, because they're so, the pressure is so on from them that they want you to help them out, that just seems weird too. Yeah. You know,
what's their real purpose? Like, you don't want to let me in, then forget you then. And then they like go around the back and jump through the window. They can't.
People just, the way they describe it, it's like a predator, like at your door, like it wants to eat you. That's like the feeling that people actually end up getting, is that it felt like it was going to eat them or something, you know? And so that's creepy. And especially those black eyes, I kind of picture, like, especially the way that the skin is so translucent and kind of weird looking, I kind of picture like an alien or some demonic entity zipped up in a human suit, a child suit, that's kind of not quite right. They don't know how to, like, what the modern clothes are supposed to look like, so they wear these weird clothes and they're not affected by weather. The only thing that we're seeing that's of the true nature of them is those black eyes, like, there's, you know, coming through the zipped up human suit, you know.
That's so
and
creepy.
It freaks me out. It's so terrifying. When I start thinking about this, I just start picturing kids coming up to my door, and it's just the scariest feeling for some reason, you know. And I feel so bad for the people that have actually had this happen to them. And
you know what's weird though, now that you're saying that, I used to manage an apartment community downtown here in Salt Lake, and when I was down there, there was this time when I was driving in my car and I was just leaving work for the end of the day. It was a sunny day. I mean, it was like not dark yet. I was pulling up to this railroad track right by my work there, and the railroad was coming through, so I had to wait for the train to go through. And as I was doing that, my window was rolled down. It was a nice day and stuff. As I was sitting there, all of a sudden this girl just pops up like right at my side of my door, and she's just looking at me, and she kind of looks like a classic, you know, street girl. I don't know how to describe that, like a prostitute or something. But she comes up to my window and she's like, hey, will you give me a ride? And her voice was super weird. Just, will you give me a ride? And I'm like, okay, where do you need to go? And of course, I didn't want to give her a ride, but I was just asking questions to kind of figure it out. If she was in danger, who knows, right? So she said, no, I need to just go right down the street right here, like right past the railroad. And then I'm there.
Like, she wasn't super specific, right?
It was kind of, like, yeah, that's super weird.
That's
and
odd.
It's like 100 feet. That's strange. I said no, and I rolled my window up, and when I said that, she was just looking at me like, same thing, demeanor changed. She got kind of pissed off, and she was just looking at me through the window. And for some reason, I got so scared, I didn't want to look at her to the left of me. So I just kind of stayed straight, you know, looking straight through the windshield and ignoring that she was standing by my door. I rolled the window, you know, rolled the window up, locked the door, and then the train finally left, and I just drove off. And I looked behind my car there, and I saw her walking, but that was it. It was super weird.
Do you remember if she had black eyes, or did it look like they were pretty dark compared to what
she had,
they normally would look like?
She had dark eyes, but I didn't really pay too much attention because I was, like, startled, you know? She just
right.
popped up right at my window, and that doesn't happen very often. Like, for me downtown, it was never a thing. That was the one time that ever happened, you know?
Yeah. What do you think that they are, if you were to kind of just put an idea on it? What would you say that they are after doing some of the research we've been doing?
I have no idea. I mean, the only thing I can think of is, I mean, because there's a lot of young ones, it's like vampires. That's what I always go back to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, it could be demonic. You know, I always think demonic for a lot of these different things, just because the demeanor is very similar. And the fact that they have like ancient clothes and stuff like that, it could be sort of a witchcraft thing. Who knows? I mean, there's so many tie-ins, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's so weird about this whole lore in general, like cryptozoology and stuff, is that there's so many tie-ins for each different respective character.
Right, yeah, you kind of like, as you continue on this path of doing the paranormal research, you end up seeing all these little links between so many things that you would normally not think are linked. And so it kind of makes, you end up getting more questions than you get answers. If I was going to say what I think they are, is I'm kind of with you on that. I think that they're either some kind of alien entity that is down here. They are wearing some fake suits that look like human suits, or they're able to kind of put on some kind of a, like they can morph their form, but they always do it wrong, sort of. Like there's one thing that's wrong, and typically that's going to be the eyes or the clothes or both, you know, and that's just a sign that you're messing with something that's not right, you know. Who knows? I mean, they could be aliens, it could be vampires, they could be some just demonic entities that roam the earth, you know, but whatever they are, it always sounds bad from the people that experience these things.
Yeah, I think the alien thing kind of makes sense, like you're saying too, because yeah, they're like zipping up in some kind of suit. And you know what's funny is we can make some latex masks look so real now.
Yeah,
I mean, back in the 90s when we were kids, they weren't super real looking, but now
right.
if you look at them at the store, we just went to Spirit Halloween not too long ago, And we were trying on masks and stuff. And some of them looked so real when you put them on.
Yeah, they're so fitted and they just kind of stick right to your skin. And then your eyes are the only thing that is real and it kind of pops through the cut hole.
Yeah, so if we go with an alien culture and they're way ahead of us in time, who knows? They probably have these perfect suits that look so real that you would never know, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that, actually.
And it makes sense that they would come as children, because if it was an adult, which I should mention, because even your story, if that lady was some kind of a black-eyed person, there are rare stories that they're adults and not children, but majority of them are children.
Average is age 6 to 16 is what it says on Wikipedia.
You know, either way, I mean, coming as children is going to be the smartest idea, because most of us care about children and we want to make sure that they're taken care of, because we have that nurturing aspect in our hearts. You know, it's sort of a demonic play again.
Yeah, it's like a sympathy factor. It's right. Oh, let me in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm cold out here and stuff. But it's funny because they don't get affected by the weather. That's the weirdest part. But I know that they always try to tie in fear and sympathy together.
Yep.
And it's funny, too, because Bigfoot, there's so many stories with Bigfoot now, if we go into this whole tangent, is you're up in the forest, right, and you hear a baby cry.
Yeah.
And almost every time, it's a Bigfoot involved somehow. So I think that they have a way of mimicking babies crying. And again, a play on sympathy.
It's getting you to lure you out to wherever they are. And then, because there are tons of Bigfoot stories, which we're going to do an entire Bigfoot. We're going to do several Bigfoot shows.
Bigfoot's our favorite cryptid.
Yeah, I think Bigfoot is obviously a favorite for many of the fans out there, too. So we definitely want to do a lot of shows on Bigfoot, because there's so much ground to cover there. There's so much information that... and so many stories that would be fun to just kind of dive into. And
I had a sighting in Logan, Utah with Roman here. It was crazy.
Why don't you tell it? Just tell it now.
Okay, so...
might as well.
This was... don't get me started on Leah. No way. this was like 2017, 2018. And we're up in Logan, Utah, which is about 2.5 hours from here. It's up in the mountainous country a little bit more. And we had a manager retreat that my brother and I were both a part of. And our other brother was too. But we were coming back from that. It was probably like 3:30-ish p.m., but it was a winter, you know, it was January, sometime mid-January, I think. And we're coming back down the mountainside, and as we're heading back towards Salt Lake, it's pretty hills and valley-ish type stuff. On the left, there's a huge lake that I was actually looking at, and it was a big windy road. I'm driving my little two-door Saturn, like coupe, it's an older car. And as I'm driving it, Roman's in the passenger seat, and I'm kind of just looking at the scenery outside, because me and Roman tend to look outside, look for deer and all kinds of stuff. It's just fun. Scenery's fun, right? We're out there looking around, and I'm driving, so I shouldn't be cocking my head back and forth, but I was, you know? Like, there was the lake on one side, and then on the right side, there's this big mountain. And so I'm looking at this big mountain, and as I look over at it, it's all I see is at the very bottom of the mountain, there's this big black... I thought it was a totem pole, okay? It looked like this big pole, because it was a T-shape, and its arms were wide out, like straight out, horizontal.
Almost kind of like a electrical post.
Like an electrical post, but it was right at the edge of the mountain, so it was like pretty far from the road. Like it was probably almost 200 feet from us or something like that. But it was so big. Like looking at the trees next to it, it was huge. It was this big thing, so I was like, what is that? I'm looking at it.
And keep in mind, this is snow. It's covered in snow. This is like, it's a mountainside where there's just tons of snow. It's snowy.
Yeah, I forgot to premise that. Right. There's white everywhere. So it's just this big black thing in the middle of this white everything, right?
I mean, it could be 6 to 15 inches of snow. You don't know how much snow's out there.
Yeah, and I was so enamored by it. I was like, what is that? And I'm driving. What am I doing looking to the right? But I was. And Roman's like, what are you looking at? And I look over and I'm like, I don't know. There's something over there. And when I said that, he like looks over to try to see it. And then when he looks over, I'm still looking at it. And all of a sudden I see it's a perfect standing position, like a totem pole that's not moving, to a turned position. And it's starting to walk up the side of the mountain.
Into the tree line,
into
right?
the tree line. And next to the trees, it was the same height or taller. And most of those trees are probably 15 to 20 feet tall.
Yeah, this thing was huge.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it just took two steps and it was in the forest.
You know, and I didn't get to see it. I was looking as hard as I could. And I just didn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't pinpoint where he was looking. So I wasn't able to see it. But Jaron has this ability. He's seen a couple other things. We'll have to dive into all those as we go on future shows. Because there's all kinds of interesting things both of us have been through. But he's kind of our cryptid guy. I feel like he's seen cryptids more often than the rest of us.
I don't sound like a freak. I don't know why they kind of... show themselves or whatever this is, who knows, right? But it's crazy either way.
Well, I hope you don't see a black-eyed kid, you know.
Ew.
I really hope, because if they're cryptids, they might be come knocking at your door before me. So
that's what the bat is for, over the door, and like, you know, those 9 millimeters hiding out somewhere. You got to be ready. I don't know what those are, but you just got to be ready. Come on.
Yeah, but that's pretty much, I mean, that's what we wanted to cover, is just kind of explain what the lore behind Black Eyed Kids is, kind of where it started as far as pop culture, and then just kind of get your minds going on the possibility that these things are out there and that they exist. And we encourage you to do your own research as well and kind of dive into it yourself.
You know what you should do is email us or reply once this podcast is put up and let us know if you've had some kind of experience. We really want to hear more about the Black Eyed Children experience, because there's not too many online.
Right.
There's enough that it's fact or seems fact, but we want you guys to decide.
Yeah, and we have an email that's going up for the show, but right now the best email to send stuff to would be my personal email, which is romanishere@gmail.com. I'd just send it there for now. Shortly, in the next couple of episodes, I'll go ahead and reannounce the email that's for the show. But for now, if you have something, we'd love to hear stories. You know, even if it's from a personal friend or family member, send it over, and we'll cover it on the show too.
I mean, this is one of those places we want people to be able to express. Like I said, I don't want to sound like a freak, but I've had experiences, right? I mean, we all have. Like, a lot of us have, and just some people just don't want to say it because they think of ridicule or whatever it might be.
Yeah, people are going to think you're crazy or whatever, you know. And it's sad that, I mean, I think things are getting a lot better in that regard.
Yeah,
I mean,
things
nowadays,
are changing, for sure.
You can mention something and most people are like, oh, I've seen something like that, or, you know, and that's great. I'm glad that people are talking about it. And I think a lot of these paranormal shows that I've been inspired by, like Paranormal Portal and The Campfire and
Belief Hole
and all these other great shows that I listen to. Yeah, and I think you should all check those out if you're not familiar with them. But I think that we're all talking more, and I think that's a good thing, because these things they're real. Stuff's out there. It's just we don't have all the puzzle pieces. And so I guess that's what we're all trying to do here, is be a little bit like researchers and try to put it all together. But I don't know that we'll ever know the answers. I just think it's fun to talk about and try to figure it out.
But it is, like we said earlier on the show here, the more you look into it, the more deep it gets.
More questions.
And the more questions come on. It's like an abyss, you know?
Yep.
You're just like, what the heck just happened? That I thought Bigfoot was just this. Now it's way more than this, you know?
But I also think the more that you look into it, sometimes the more experiences you start to have too, you know? Where it's like, because your third eye is open to it now. There's that one saying, it's, you know, stare into the abyss and the abyss starts to stare back or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a great little line.
Yeah, perfect for Halloween, you guys. How about that?
But yeah, we're recording this. It's the middle of October. We're getting close to Halloween. So we hope you all have a great Halloween. It's coming up. Maybe we'll do a show just before then or around Halloween.
Rome, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to do Dracula, the Hammer Films, Christopher Lee Dracula.
He's so awesome. I love the red eyes. Such a cool touch. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a Day of the Dead gentleman. I got a really cool look going. Got a cane, got a bow tie, all the good stuff. So.
Yeah, and we're going to get a website soon, too. So once we get the website, we'll start to post photos and things like that. But we hope you have enjoyed this podcast and that maybe you learned a few things. And we're just thankful that you're here listening to us, and we hope that you join us next time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys.
Take care.
All the while it's open wide.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line simplified.